Yeah, so they got the letter there on the 10th, and then they've been told that it's closing from Saturday the 13th, so virtually 3 to 2 days' notice. Any care is now to lie within the CDNT and primary care, and so that they'll need to get an assessment of need carried out. I've also been told that CDNT weren't aware of that until this week, so that has put a lot of extra pressure on them as well to get this in place.
Now, we do know that the CDNT in Donegal is under severe pressure as it stands. They have a shortage of staff. They have long waiting lists of people trying to get those services.
That's it, exactly. So we know that there is staff shortages and that there is vacancies. And then, as you've said, there is long waiting lists. And what the concerned parents have told me is that what they've been offered that they were having for the last while through Glenside Autism Service was an hourly support service, and that type of service they've been getting isn't available through the CDNT. They don't have anything that's similar. So it means that these children who are quite used to their routines, when they kind of thrive off routines, now will completely be switched up and they won't know what they're going into.
You were saying they were also told they're going to need an assessment of need. Does that suggest that they're going to go right back to the start of the queue again? Is it not possible for the service that they're availing of at the moment to effectively confirm that need and brief CDNT on the situation so at least they're not going right back to the start of a long process again?
Yeah, in an ideal world, that's exactly how it should be. It should be carrying over and that there should be this communication between the two systems. But unfortunately, we're not seeing that. And in the letter, it has said that they will need to have an assessment of need carried out to consider what support or services they can get. So it is pushing them back to at the bottom of the list, as you're saying there. So I think that the big problem we're seeing with the HSE is this lack of communication, because this should have been, if they've closed it under saying that it's no longer within their remit and that it's within a different remit. So they knew this, so they should have had a plan in place. And to leave parents in limbo like this, it's just not acceptable.